Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Welcome back to AI Hub, everyone. I'm Larry.
And I'm Amanda.
And today, we're going to dive into all the rumors flying around about OpenAI's next big thing.
Yeah, the tech world is kind of going crazy right now.
It really does feel like we're on the edge of something huge. Like, remember that buzz before ChatGPT came out?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
This is like that, but times 10. So what's everyone so excited about? Well, it's not just another AI that can talk to you.
Right, this is different.
It's a tool that's meant to work right in your web browser. They're calling it Q.
QStar, that's an interesting name.
And the idea is that it's a what they call a general purpose tool.
Okay, so what does that actually mean? Like, in real world terms?
So basically, think of it like this. Imagine you've got this super powerful AI living inside your browser.
Okay, I'm listening.
It can do way more than just block ads or, you know, like those basic extensions we have now.
So it can actually, like, do stuff online.
Exactly. It could book your flights, do research for you, pretty much anything you can do online.
Yeah. Wow. That would be incredible, but also kind of scary, right?
Definitely raises some big questions, like, how would it even work? Would it understand websites the way we do?
That's what I'm wondering.
Well, from what we've heard, it wouldn't just be following like some pre-programmed script. It's supposed to actually understand the information on a website.
So like understanding the relationships between things on a website and even the nuances of human language.
That's the goal, yeah. Imagine an AI that can actually decipher a web page like a human.
That's pretty mind-blowing. And, you know, it makes you wonder if this thing can do all our browsing for us, what does that mean for, like, how we learn and how we form opinions?
Yeah, it's a huge shift. I mean, getting search results is one thing, but having a tool that can, like, synthesize all that information and maybe even make choices for you.
Right. That's totally different.
It's almost like, you know, going from driving a car to having a self-driving car.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You still get where you're going, but the whole experience, the level of control, changes completely.
Yeah.
And speaking of competition, Google's not just sitting around watching all this happen.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What are they up to?
They've got their own AI in the works called Gemini.
Gemini. Haven't heard that one before.
It's shaping up to be a major player, potentially even a rival to Q.
So it's like a real AI arms race, huh?
Big time. Both companies are just pushing the limits of what's possible with AI. And, you know, Sam Altman, OpenAI's CEO, even said that he thinks the next big breakthrough is coming this year, and it'll be from either Microsoft, Google, or OpenAI.
So we're right on the cusp of something huge.
Yeah, and the timing's pretty wild, right? I mean, AI is already everywhere in our phones, our cars, everything. This feels like the next logical step integrating AI into the very fabric of how we interact with the online world.
It's kind of hard to even imagine what that will look like.
I know, it's crazy to think about, but that's what we're going to try to unpack today.
All right, let's do it.
So let's dive in and explore what this could all mean for us, shall we?
Let's go. Yeah, it really does feel like everything's about to change.
And it's not just about the technology, right? It's about all the questions that come with it. Like, what happens to our, our autonomy when we've got AI making decisions for us online?
That's a big one. It's like we're giving up control a little bit, aren't we?
It's kind of unsettling. And that brings up another thought. We've talked about all the good stuff, the convenience, but what about the downsides?
Right. There's always two sides to every coin.
Exactly. Every tool can be misused, right? But with something this powerful, the stakes are just way higher.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if this thing can browse the web, fill out forms, even buy stuff for us.
Someone could definitely use it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Like, imagine someone using Q to, manipulate online systems or spread misinformation.
Or even hack into things.
It's kind of scary when you think about it.
It really is. So the people making these tools, they've got a huge responsibility.
Oh, for sure. They need to be thinking about these risks right from the start.
Like building in safeguards, trying to predict how people might abuse it.
It's like you can design a hammer to be safe, but you can't stop someone from using it to, you know, break a window.
Right. And it's not even just about people doing bad things on purpose. What about those unintended consequences?
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other can of worms. Like, even if the AI is trying to do good,
it could still make decisions that we don't understand or that have like ripple effects we didn't see coming.
Right, because it's all happening inside that black box of AI, right? We might see the results, but we don't always know how it got there.
Exactly. And that can be a little unnerving when it's making decisions that affect our lives.
Definitely. Which is why we need to be talking about this.
Yeah.
Not just tech people, everyone.
Yeah, this isn't some sci-fi movie anymore. This is real life. We need to be thinking about how AI is developed, how it's regulated, all of that.
I totally agree. We all have a part to play in shaping this future.
Well said. But hey, let's not get too gloomy. There's still a ton of potential here, right?
Yeah.
Think about how this could change education. Imagine having access to, like, all the information you need instantly.
And it's not just raw information, right? It's synthesized, organized, easy to understand.
It's like having the ultimate research assistant.
And not just for research. Think about all those boring tasks we do online.
Booking appointments, paying bills, comparing prices.
Q could handle all that for us.
It's tempting, isn't it, to just offload all that mental work.
It is. But then that brings us back to those questions about, you know, autonomy and control.
How much do we really want to give up? Where do we draw the line?
Those are the tough questions. And honestly, I don't think there are any easy answers.
I think it starts with being aware, right? Knowing the good and the bad, and then having open conversations about what we want this future to look like.
Absolutely. So we've talked a lot about Q, but what about OpenAI itself?
What's their end game here?
Yeah. Are they really the good guys they say they are, or is there more to it?
Because they do talk a good game, right? Their whole mission is about making sure AI benefits everyone.
Which sounds great, but they're still a company, right? With investors and profits to think about.
So how do you balance those idealistic goals with the realities of business?
Right. Are they actually putting the greater good first, or is it all about the money?
It feels like there are these two stories happening at the same time. One about saving the world with AI, and the other about a company trying to win.
And I think we need to pay attention to both of them. We can't just take their word for it.
Exactly. We have to be critical, ask questions, hold them accountable.
All right, so speaking of competition, we keep coming back to Google and their Gemini AI.
It's the elephant in the room.
How do you think these two technologies compare?
Well, it seems like Q is really focused on that web interaction, that task automation.
Making things easier, giving us back our time and energy.
But Gemini seems to be aiming wider, like image and video processing, language understanding, even writing code.
So it's more of an all-in-one tool?
Right, like a Swiss Army knife of AI.
Interesting. So both are pushing the boundaries, but in different ways.
And then you've got Microsoft in the background, partnering with OpenAI.
Yeah, they're definitely a force to be reckoned with, too.
It's like a three-way dance, and we don't know who's going to come out on top.
It's exciting and a little scary at the same time.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
But one thing's for sure, AI is here to stay.
It's already woven into our lives and it's only going to get more integrated.
So we need to be having these conversations.
About how we develop it, how we use it, how we make sure it benefits everyone.
It's not just about the technology, it's about the future of humanity.
Well said. We need to be responsible, have open dialogues, and work together to create a future we want to live in.
I feel like we've only just scratched the surface here.
Yeah, there's still so much we don't know about Q.
Right. We've talked about the rumors and all the potential, but OpenAI is being pretty secretive.
They're playing it close to the vest, for sure.
So the full picture, like what Q can really do, it's still a mystery.
Which honestly makes it even more exciting.
It does. We're left trying to piece together the puzzle.
Trying to imagine what this could become and how it might change everything.
It's like having a few puzzle pieces and trying to picture the whole thing.
But even those few pieces, they hint at something really big.
That focus on the web, the potential to automate complex tasks, it's groundbreaking stuff.
It really is, and I think that's what gets everyone so hyped up.
The idea that we could be on the verge of something that changes how we work, how we learn, how we use the internet, it's pretty mind-blowing.
Absolutely. But I think the important thing to remember is that we're not just along for the ride here.
Right, we're not just passengers.
We have a say in how this all unfolds.
We need to be asking questions, holding these companies accountable.
And having open conversations about the impact this technology could have.
We can't just sit back and let it happen. We have to be active participants in shaping this future.
Well said. And that's really what we're all about here on AI Hub, right?
Exactly. We're not just reporting the news, we're diving deep, exploring the implications, and encouraging everyone to think critically about AI.
It's a journey we're all on together. And the more informed we are, the better prepared we'll be for whatever comes next.
Couldn't agree more. So, until our next deep dive, stay curious, stay informed, and keep those AI algorithms humming.
And we'll see you next time on AI Hub.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget to subscribe so you can stay up to date on all things AI.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.